Tape script 1.4. Speaker 1.
Of course, there's no doubt about it. It is a risky business, but I try not to think about the risks. I mean, they're always there at the back of my mind, but you've just got to get on with it, haven't you? Most of the work is pretty routine, not specially exciting or dangerous. When you are faced with a life and death situation, you haven't got time to think. You just get in there. If there are people inside the building, your job is to get them out safely. The smoke and flames are obstacles to overcome. Afterwards, it hits you. When you get home and relax, when everything's peaceful, that's when I think about what might have happened.
Speaker 2.
For as long as I can remember, I've been obsessed with kicking a ball about. It's all I ever really wanted to do. When I signed up at 16, I thought the worst that could happen would be that I'd waste a couple of years of my life. No one ever tells you about the risks you run, mental and physical, when you play the game at international level. Though I don't suppose it would have made any difference if I had known. This is the third time I've been into hospital for operations on my legs, and it probably won't be the last.
Speaker 3.
Well, I started off in Cambodia, and I've recently finished a spell in the Middle East. Of course, it's dangerous work, and we're all well aware of the physical risks involved. I've been arrested more times than I can remember. Usually they ask you a few questions, chuck you in a cell overnight, and then the next morning you get your camera back with a lens missing, without the film, of course. And then they let you go. If you take on a job like this, you've just got to accept that certain risks are involved. But they're calculated risks. As far as I'm concerned, what I do is worth taking risks for. The world needs to know what's going on in these places.
Speaker 4.
The most important thing is to keep a cool head. I'd say the risks are fairly low. Of course, it can be nerve-wracking, and you worry about the car, but the vast majority of learners are ultra-cautious, and they hardly ever go over the speed limit. I've had a few minor accidents over the years, but that's all. And, of course, these days you've got dual control cars, so that means there's even less to worry about.